Hi, this is Craig Hemke, founder of TF Metals Report and the website tfmetalsreport.com. I'm taking the unusual step of recording this podcast on Sunday, January 31st, because, frankly, after 10 years of fighting the bullion banks every single day, I'm not sure I could come up with anyone more qualified and experienced to explain this to you in a concise manner and give you a rallying cry for the days and weeks ahead. First, I'm very excited to have all of the new people joining the fight against the banks and their corrupt and fraudulent fractional reserve and digital derivative pricing scheme. But if we're going to do this, if we're going to take the banks down and force them out of this pricing scheme and move toward a fair, physically based price, it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot of patience. I want you on board and we need your help. But if you enter into this expecting a 200% return over the next couple of days, like some like GameStop or some of the other short squeezes as of late, you're going to be frustrated. Okay? It's not going to move that quickly. These banks that you're up against are entrenched and they will fight us hard. They always have. In something like GameStop, where you're taking on a couple of hedge funds, those hedge funds are limited in terms of their cash and their liquidity, and thus, through margin, they can be squeezed. But the banks that control the COMEX precious metals market have unlimited margin. They are too big to fail. There's a reason why they weren't prosecuted back in 2009, and there's a reason why they will blindly continue to manipulate price as if they have infinitely deep pockets. And that's because in many senses they do. The Fed is their backstop. So understand who you're up against. This is very important. Okay, on the COMEX, there is a commercial, what we call commercial short position, net about 63,000 contracts as of last week. Now, each contract represents 5,000 ounces. So that's over 300 million ounces that these banks are net short. And what I mean by that, they're also long. They have a long position, but they have a much larger short position when you put them all together. And who are these banks? They are primarily, and you can track this yourself off the delivery data that the CME provides, the four biggest banks that dominate this pricing scheme are, in no particular order, J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Morgan Stanley, and Bank of America. And though they're getting out of the business, Scotiabank out of Canada is also still a big player. But let's just focus on those big four U.S. banks. Do you think there's any chance that the Fed would allow what are these primary dealers in the treasury market to suffer some big substantial loss in COMEX silver? Of course not. And these bank traders know this as well. This is why they've colluded and manipulated price literally for decades. Please do a search on Google or your favorite search engine for all of the fines that have been paid just even in the last 12 months by these bullion banks. J.P. Morgan fined $920 million for manipulating the prices of precious metals. All right, this has been going on for decades. The last time we had them on the run was in the spring of 2011, just as TF Metals Report was getting started. And as price ran up, specifically J.P. Morgan was being squeezed because they had purchased, in their acquisition of Bear Stearns, a substantial short position. And rather than covering it, as they promised the CFTC they would do, they kept it going. And they kept plying on more shorts as price rose, thinking they could wait out the speculators. It wasn't until April of 2011 that J.P. Morgan began to get squeezed. Again, this is all in the CFTC and CME data. You could have followed this at the time. But in April 2011, price went from 38 to 48 almost entirely on a short squeeze of J.P. Morgan. And then, well, the rest is history, as they say. J.P. Morgan was quickly pushed through to open their own COMEX vault. Margins were raised five times in 9 days. Price was raided on a Sunday night, and J.P. Morgan survived. Can we put them at that risk of peril again? Maybe. But like I said, it's going to take persistence and patience. Understand that the COMEX pricing scheme has a twin brother, if you will, in London. And the bullion banks operate there too, under what's called the London Bullion Market Association. And these two exchanges work hand in hand to run a fractional reserve pricing system. What do I mean by that? Well, heck, we just got past Christmas holidays, and many of you have seen It's a Wonderful Life. There's a scene in It's a Wonderful Life where George and Mary are getting ready to go on their honeymoon, and suddenly there's a bank run. Remember this? And George has to take all of his savings and go into the Bailey Brothers building and loan and kind of give money back to all of his panicked investors and savers. And why? Because like all banks and savings and loans, the Bailey Brothers building and loan was a fractional reserve system. You don't deposit your dollars there and then have them hold it all. No, there is a reserve ratio. Say it was 10%. So 10% of the cash was there. The other 90% was in, you know, Elmer's house and Joe's house. Remember the scene? Well, that's how the COMEX and the LBMA operate. It's a fractional reserve system. Every single ounce of physical is levered, rehypothecated countless times over, as maybe as 50 to 100 times. So if we are going to have an impact, and if there is any chance to affect permanent change, then there are several steps that you as an investor can take. First and foremost, physical metal acquisition. We've all done a great job this weekend, and if you look across the internet, all online bullion dealers are now out of inventory or unwilling to sell anymore and make any commitments to sell more until we get price to open tonight. That's just smart business on their part. But physical inventory must be depleted planet-wide. That will force up price, and that'll start some short covering by the banks. But it is a physical metal in your hands that will force a deleveraging of the system. Think about it. If the system is levered 50 times or 100 times, meaning if there are 50 beneficial owners to each individual ounce on the LBMA or in New York, then every ounce that you take out of the bank's hands and hold into your own forces and stretches a deleveraging by those banks, puts them at greater and greater risk. Plus, with the monetary madness, $5 trillion in U.S. debt this year, endless printing by the money, by the central banks to monetize all that debt, owning physical silver and physical gold is a great, great way to protect yourself too. So the first thing you can do is to acquire physical metal, all right? Your next best option, at least in my mind, is buying shares in the Sprott-managed ETF, PSLV. Why is that? Because the PSLV actually owns fully physical allocated metal, and if you own enough of it, you can actually redeem metal out of it. Now, here's the thing, and this is where we can have an immediate impact. Last October, so what, 4 months ago, the PSLV filed with the SEC in the U.S., what's called a shelf offering, to purchase up to an additional $1.5 billion worth of silver. Now, there was some misunderstanding at the time, thinking that they were going to immediately go out and buy $1.5 billion. That's not how it worked. Okay, a shelf offering just gives them technical, legal clearance to expand their fund as they see fit at a time in the future. And they don't have to do $1.5 billion at once. They could do $300 billion and then buy another $300 billion as interest comes in. SLV did the same thing, but we know SLV is questionable as to whether they actually hold all that metal, but the Sprott funds do. And by prospectus, they will tell you how that process works. So, if you want to have an impact without taking physical delivery and a physical order from a bullion dealer, you purchase something like the PSLV. They get enough purchases, enough demand, they'll start to activate that shelf offering, I would think. And even if Say they just do $300 million worth in the days ahead. Well, let's see, $300 million worth at $30 an ounce or so is 1 million ounces of silver. Is that a lot? Well, yes, of course it is. What if they'd got $500 million worth they had to buy? If anything, the headlines that this would create, and again, soaking up wholesale demand or wholesale supply if we can do this. So PSLV is a great option if you want to participate and help the cause. Finally, you can also buy the SLV, and that can have an impact too, because the only parties that can withdraw metal from the SLV are the bullion banks that are listed as authorized participants in the prospectus. However, as authorized participants, they're the ones that are on the hook to supply the physical metal to keep the thing legitimate. So even the inflows into the SLV, while not something you can take in physical redemption, at least will force these bullion banks to hedge themselves by buying silver contracts in New York and silver forwards in London. That buying pressure will also serve to push up price. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. By pushing up the price, the stress on these banks, again, Citigroup, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and the rest, the pressure increases. If you are net short 60,000 contracts or 300 million ounces, then every dollar that price goes up is a paper loss of $300 million. A $3 rise, and we're talking $1 billion in paper losses. Banks don't like losses. They like steady profits. That's why they manipulate price in the first place. So if we can begin to gradually keep forcing price higher through physical purchases, purchases of the PSLV, purchases of the SLV, keep the heat on them with rising prices, eventually you reach this point of pain, like you saw in GameStop, where these banks say, out of heck with it, then they start to cover, like we saw JP Morgan do in April of 2011. But this is not going to be an immediate process. You've got to be patient. If everybody turns around by Wednesday and starts selling out because they're impatient, then this will all have been for naught. Finally, what's going to happen this evening? COMEX futures trade every day during the day. Silver futures from 8:25 Eastern until, 12:25 or 1:25 p.m. Okay? They, though, do trade all day except for 1 hour electronically on a system called Globex. Okay? Globex trading of COMEX futures will resume tonight, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and will trade all night. Watch to see. You can go to a site like investing.com and see live quotes. Watch to see how they open. And then watch to see what happens there. The next big event will be 8 o'clock Eastern when you get an Asian opening trade. And you'll see prices really jump at that point. Look to see which direction they jump. And then understand what often happens in the precious metals is you take the escalator up and the elevator shaft down. Watch. And beware and understand that the banks will not take this lying down. And they will, particularly at times of lesser liquidity, like maybe this evening, attempt to sell a whole bunch of contracts, a couple thousand at a time, all at once, not caring about execution and efficient price discovery. No, they're trying to influence price back lower. So know that the banks are going to fight you, okay? And if you see a sudden reversal of a dollar, there might be some profit taking being had, but mostly it is those banks trying to defend their positions through the market manipulation that's allowed them to dominate futures trading for the last 40 years. We're going to have a crazy week ahead. And again, if people are not persistent and patient in acquiring physical metal, this may have all been for naught. So please, keep the fight going. If you want to join us at TF Metals Report, we'd love to have you because we are all over this and on top of it. But there are multiple high-quality sources of information within the precious metal sector. And in the end, as I said, the dedication that we've had for the last 10 years to fight the banks and come up with a fair price for precious metal is all that we're looking for. This may be our time, but if it's not, our time is coming regardless, as this system is fragile and based on fraud, and no system built upon fraud and quicksand can survive forever. Again, good luck this week. Let's go get them, and be sure to acquire some physical metal. In the end, even if we're unable to topple the banks this time, you will not regret owning physical precious metal as your safe vessel in the storm in this monetary crisis that continues. If that's the worst thing that happens, you end up with a pile of physical silver and physical gold, well, there could be worse things that would happen to you. Thank you for listening. I hope this helped, and we'll see where we go from here.